The European Union is pushing forward with plans for a military intervention aimed at stopping the people smuggling trade, which has seen thousands of migrants perish trying to reach Europe. More than 5,000 people have drowned in the past 18 months as traffickers have taken advantage of the breakdown of authority in Libya to pack rickety boats with paying migrants and launch them across the Mediterranean.
For an insight into the situation in Libya, I spoke with Reuters senior correspondent for the Middle East, Ulf Lessing, currently in the city of Tripoli. I began by asking him how the Coast Guard is responding to the traffickers.
There's almost every day, you know, a boat leaving for Italy, packed with, 100 or 200 people. The Libyan Coast Guard, they try to stop them, but their options are limited. They just have, this so-called central Coast Guard command, like covering a third of the Libyan coast. They just have three functioning boats, so there are limits what they can do to stop this kind of trade.
And why has Libya become such a hub for this migration?
Because there's no real state authority left. You have two governments, in Libya. One is the official, the internationally recognized one, which is based in eastern Libya, since they lost control of western Libya. They have no power. They work out of hotels. There's just no ministries following them. Whereas in western Libya, you have a non-recognized government controlling the capital and much of western Libya. That makes it very difficult to coordinate anything. Apart from that, both governments control only very limited territory, and they rely on former anti-Gaddafi rebels. They don't really have much power and control much, and that gives an opening to anyone who wants to do, not just people smuggling, also wants to smuggle petrol or engage in any form of illegal criminal activities.
What does this split within Libya mean for EU efforts to launch military operations against the smugglers?
The main problem is that they're, as you mentioned, their counterparts are in the east. They have no power, and the smugglers go from western Libya, because this is much closer to Lampedusa and Italy. It wouldn't make sense to go on these small, unsafe boats from eastern Libya. They would never reach, Italian shore. So everything is done in western Libya. But here in western Libya, the European Union is not cooperating with authorities. So there would be some kind of unilateral action they could do. But I think if they really wanted to stop people smuggling, they would have to reach some sort of agreement with a government that actually controls the shore. I mean, their partners are in the east, but they're clearly powerless, working out of hotels.
Hmm. Ulf, what do ordinary Libyans think of the EU's plan to launch military operations against the smugglers?
I think they kind of feel pretty much indifferent. I mean, this people smuggling or migration issue has been always in Libya, even under Gaddafi. People transited Libya to go to Europe, and then even Gaddafi invited many Africans to come here and to work in Libya. So most people don't really care about it. It's not much of an issue for them. They have bigger things to worry about, like lack of security, economic crisis, and their country falling apart. So the migrant issue, it's not really a topic people are really interested in Libya.
But do you get a sense that, for instance, I mean, given this huge influx of migrants, that there is rising xenophobia in Libya? Or is there more solidarity there with the migrants?
It's been always, black people have been always treated badly in Libya, especially since the revolution, because, some Africans fought on Gaddafi's side. So many people, I would say, just simply don't care. Now, I visited quite a few detention facilities. You got like 700 people sharing one bathroom and, 100 people, in one room. Even I visited a former school turned now into a prison. Really, conditions are really terrible. But most people don't seem to care much about it, I think.
What can you tell us about the smugglers? Who are they?
Kind of a cross-border network. I mean, there are definitely Libyans involved, but there are also other nationalities in every country. You've got someone who ships them to the next one, like many of the Eritreans. They end up first in Sudan, Khartoum. Then they hook up with Sudanese smugglers who bring them across the border to Libya. Then Libyan counterparts takes over. So it's a real multinational corporation, you could say. It's really big business.
Looking ahead, Ulf, if the EU operation does go ahead, Do you see any danger that the EU may get dragged into a Libyan civil war over the migration issue?
I mean, the main question is, I'm not sure what the European Union hopes to achieve. I mean, these boats, the smugglers use, they're like former shipping fishermen's boats, not used any longer, dinghies, inflatables. I don't know what kind of military operation you would start against such boats. And the other thing is, often the smugglers are not on board. They just put the migrants in the boat, give them a GPS satellite phone, and off they go. So, I mean, any confrontation against such boats would only hit the migrants, which are already in a desperate situation, and not the smugglers who stay on shore just to, you know, organize the next shipment.
OK, but let's just assume for the moment that the EU manages to stop or take out the smugglers operating off the coast of Libya. What will happen to the migrants and refugees currently stranded in Libya?
That's another issue. I mean, all these detention centers for migrants, they're full anyway. I mean, I've met people who stayed there over a year living in these cramped conditions with 100 people staying in one room. Some nationals, they're lucky, such as Egypt. They get out their people. They usually, you know, send a plane to Tunisia and they're deported there. But, you know, from Eritrea or Ethiopia, these countries kind of disown their citizens. They don't have passports. They're not interested in them. And many of these migrants, they also don't want to come back. They just hope to make maybe a second attempt. So it's a bit of a dead end, Libya. And many people, they stay here for many years to raise the funds to pay that boat trip. If they get caught, they end up detention centers. Once they get out, they hope they make another attempt, or in the worst case, they stay forever in these detention centers.